One moment, you're walking home after congratulating an old friend, thinking about Thursday night with your family. The next, you're waking up in a world where your son was never born, your wife doesn't know you, and you've apparently won a prestigious prize for research you never conducted. This is the nightmare that launches Dark Matter, Blake Crouch's mind-bending thriller that had Stephen King raving and Elon Musk questioning everything about choice and consequence. Since its 2016 release, this novel has haunted millions of readers with a question we've all asked ourselves: what if I'd chosen differently? But Crouch takes that universal wonder somewhere far darker and far more thrilling than we could imagine. Jason Dessen teaches physics at a small Chicago college, spending Thursday nights with his wife Daniela and teenage son Charlie listening to vinyl records. There are whispers of what might have been. Daniela once dreamed of gallery exhibitions, Jason of cutting-edge research, but these regrets fade beneath the warmth of family life. Then, everything shatters. After congratulating his former roommate Ryan on winning the Pavia Prize, Jason walks home through autumn darkness. Beneath Chicago's elevated tracks, a masked figure forces him into a black SUV at gunpoint. The kidnapper knows everything: his address, phone password, intimate details. At an abandoned power plant, Jason is stripped, injected with an unknown drug, and hears, "You can have everything you never had." Jason wakes to people in hazmat suits calling him Dr. Dessen. He has apparently been missing for 14 months. When he escapes to his Logan Square home, nothing is familiar. Different furniture, Charlie's bedroom now an office. Most jarring, a display case housing the Pavia Prize awarded to Jason himself for placing a macroscopic object into a state of quantum superposition. In this world, Jason became a renowned physicist. In this world, his family doesn't exist. Disoriented and desperate, Jason finds Daniela listed under her maiden name. She's hosting an exhibition called Entanglement at a River North gallery, an artist whose installations explore quantum mechanics through sculpture. She recognizes him, but seems guarded. When he mentions Charlie, confusion crosses her face. In this reality, their son never existed. Worse, Ryan Holder appears beside her, his arm around her waist. Later, in Daniela's loft, Jason reveals his impossible situation, that he's been transported from a reality where they married and had a son. Though skeptical, her scientific curiosity emerges. When fever strikes, she tends to him, cooking his favorite Spanish bean stew. When he recognizes it instantly, naming ingredients before tasting, her skepticism cracks. Their conversation reveals the critical divergence. 15 years ago, faced with unexpected pregnancy, this Jason chose research over supporting Daniela. She terminated the pregnancy and became a renowned artist. Meanwhile, this Jason pursued research with single-minded focus, earning the Pavia Prize but remaining personally isolated. Their reconnection is violently interrupted when an armed intruder breaks in, shooting Daniela and subduing Jason. As he lies helpless, watching her blood pool on polished concrete, he's left with even more questions about his journey through parallel lives. At Velocity Laboratories, Jason confronts a 12-foot gunmetal cube he supposedly built after winning the Pavia Prize. Of five people who entered, only Jason returned alive. The cube's interior is pure darkness, soundproof, radiation-proof, airtight. Jason recognizes it as a massively scaled-up version of his failed research, a quantum superposition chamber. According to quantum theory, observation causes reality to branch into multiple universes. This box creates an environment where humans can exist in superposition, potentially accessing parallel realities. Files reveal his counterpart developed superconducting qubits registering simultaneous quantum states, the breakthrough that won the Pavia Prize. When Jason refuses cooperation, Layton brings in beaten Ryan, who whispers he spent 4 years developing a drug that temporarily alters brain chemistry, essentially turning off the observer effect. Alone in darkness, Jason grasps the devastating truth. The masked abductor was himself, another version from a parallel reality who stole his life, drugged him, and abandoned him here to step into his shoes. Identity theft at its most existential extreme. With psychiatrist Amanda Lucas's help, Jason escapes to the box. She administers Ryan's compound, overwhelming his senses. When clarity returns, he discovers not a wall, but another identical door. Walking further reveals door after door stretching into darkness, a corridor of infinite portals representing quantum superposition made physical, all possible realities sharing the same point in space and time. They test doors methodically. One opens to an ash-covered wasteland. Another reveals their doppelgangers being captured. One shows total darkness, another a growling wolf. Finally, they exit into a brutal snowstorm where the box vanishes, stranding them. Sheltering in an abandoned house, they theorize they might control destinations through thoughts and emotions. Every door has reflected their mental state. Amanda focuses her thoughts, bringing them to futuristic Chicago with impossibly beautiful glass buildings. As they traverse multiple Chicagos, Jason begins visiting Daniela's galleries, watching alternate versions of his family from afar. In one world, he calls his house from a prepaid phone, speaking to pregnant Daniela while watching through the window, pretending to be her Jason. These encounters raise profound questions. Are these people truly his family if they've lived different lives? Does his love give him greater claim than the Jason who's been with them all along? Amanda leaves Jason, exhausted by his obsession. With 3 ampules left, he continues alone. His final dose brings him to the Chicago power plant, where he finds an empty ampule, the one his doppelganger used to steal his life. At Logan Square, everything feels perfectly aligned. The brownstone matches his memories exactly. The Tesseract chandelier, their Yellowstone photo, their dented Suburban. Through the window, he sees his doppelganger pouring wine, living Jason's life. The domesticity fills him with murderous rage. Attempting to buy a gun, he discovers something disturbing. His doppelganger visited the same stores. Using a library computer, Jason finds a chat room filled with other versions of himself. Dozens of Jasons share the same desperate goal, visiting the same gun stores, planning to bury the imposter in the same remote spot. The realization is chilling. Multiple Jasons have found their way back, all wanting the same life. It's a zero-sum game where only one can win. What makes you uniquely you when identical copies share the same memories, desires, and love? Jason gets arrested and contacts Daniela from jail. To prove he's not the Jason she's been living with, he has her call his office, where he answers. When she tests this imposter with a fabricated Christmas story, he plays along, confirming the deception. Daniela picks up Charlie and they flee. Jason reveals everything: his abduction, the multiverse, his journey through countless worlds. The most devastating revelation: other Jasons are hunting them, all wanting the same life. When Daniela realizes these other Jasons love her just as much, it's gut-wrenching. They hide in remote Wisconsin. There, Daniela confesses the other Jason made her feel seen in ways he hadn't in years. Jason proposes a peaceful lottery, where all versions meet at the power plant, the winner getting Daniela and Charlie. But other Jasons find them, forcing a violent escape to the power plant where dozens of doppelgangers wait. Daniela takes charge, pulling out a gun and declaring she and Charlie are going into the box with her Jason, the man they choose. Inside, Jason administers the drug to all three. As the corridor appears, Charlie and Daniela experience what Jason has endured, the awe and terror of the space between worlds. Charlie opens a random door, and they step into a new world together, choosing to create their own path rather than fighting over which reality is real.